Now, in the last week, we've had just 6 hours of sunlight, and we've been asking this morning how these shorter days affect your mood.
I must say that I feel much more willing to get up and go to work when the sun's out. Yes, absolutely. I wouldn't say that I actually hibernate, but definitely there is a difference as far as I'm concerned.
I start worrying about Christmas in November, and then February, a bit of a dull month. But other than that, really, you know, in between time, it doesn't affect me particularly, but I feel a little bit, you know, quieter.
I live in Crieff in Scotland, and we have very few hours in the day, and 2 years ago we had a really bad winter. I can normally cope with this for 4 months. The fifth month, I was starting to get really depressed. I mean, I'm not a depressive type of guy, I hope you can see, but I was beside myself. I like to think I'm an outgoing type of guy. I just became really grouchy, you know, and just snappy, and just thought, what am I doing here? Honestly, I never believed in it, but I do. After it was not this last year, it was the year before. The weather was shocking. It was dark. And when it wasn't dark, it was miserable like this.
Well, during the winter months, when there's very little light and the temperatures drop, some people can become susceptible to what's known as seasonal affective disorder. This lady has been diagnosed with SAD and says it follows a pattern each year.
Usually just before Christmas and then lasts till about February. But yeah, I had it diagnosed and that I have actually got SAD, and I've got a SAD lamp, and it does definitely work. So I'd recommend anybody that feels that they've got it to have one of those. They're expensive, but makes a lot of difference. So it's really helped my health as well, I think.
Well, clinical psychologist John Hawker says he hears from a lot of people during the winter months who may have SAD, but he believes a lack of sunlight isn't the only cause.
I think there is that. It's an attitude, I think, that people can develop that, you know, well, summer's over, everybody's back to school, now we haven't really got anything to look forward to until Christmas, it's autumn, you know, the clocks change and the nights are drawing in is the phrase that people use, and, well, let's put our scarves on and hunker down and just try and hold on in there until the spring comes next year.
Well, Guernsey-based academic and professor at the University of Surrey, Joe Arendt, says that SAD is recognised as a condition and says research is going on into the reasons why it affects some people.
Well, the most interesting research to my mind is that on possible genetics of SAD, because not everybody gets it, of course. And interestingly, I think, Icelandic people who live in very dark winters, of course, very rarely get SAD. And so one supposes that this is either a short-term adaptation, but more likely a generalised change in physiology.